It's 8:05 at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's 48. Cloudy, foggy, still some drizzle. Good morning. I'm Mark Jacobs. Davis Allen's got traffic on the fives.
Well, Mark, I have an update for you regarding the accident on Highway 98. It's an overturned vehicle that's in the middle of the lanes. So this is why it's also causing delays going westbound. But this accident mainly affecting eastbound traffic, backed up almost to the Walmart Supercenter in Navarre. So backed up extensively. Again, overturned vehicle in the middle of Highway 98, affecting both directions of traffic. A report I received earlier said that they were sitting in traffic for over an hour, so be ready to pack your patience going through this way. We hope everyone involved is okay in this accident. I-10, I-110 checking in clear. Avalon Boulevard and Garcon Point Bridge still showing no delays there, and Gulf Breeze Parkway flowing smoothly. And if you're heading to the front gate of NES Pensacola this morning, it is also checking in clear there. I'm Davis Allen with your traffic on the fives.
Now, winter weather we've been talking about elsewhere in the country is impacting flights at Pensacola International Airport this morning. All flights to and from Muscle Shoals, Houston, Dallas, and Nashville are canceled. ECUA says a fire and explosion yesterday at a compressed natural gas fueling station on Pine Forest Road destroyed at least five sanitation trucks. Spokeswoman Natalie Bowers says damage to another two or three trucks is being evaluated, and about a half dozen have other damage like broken windshields. There are about 50 CNG-powered sanitation and recycling trucks in the ECUA fleet. Bowers says there'll be no impacts to collections. People felt or heard that explosion from as far away as Cantonment and Pace. Nobody was hurt. City of Milton breaking ground on a new wastewater treatment facility. The $40 million project will replace the current facility, expected to reach capacity in 2 years. City Manager Randy Jorgensen telling Channel 3 the new plant will be able to process at least 6 million gallons of wastewater a day.
In its absence, you don't have the growth and development that others have projected for this part of Santa Rosa County.
That groundbreaking ceremony held over the weekend. Plans to build a new morgue for Northwest Florida now moving ahead, however slowly.
The current facility is undersized for the needs of our district.
That's Santa Rosa County Administrator and Northwest Florida Morgue Steering Committee Chair Dan Shebler telling Channel 3 they'll have to rely on about $500,000 from Tallahassee to help design a new morgue. Leaders from the four counties served by the District 1 State Medical Examiner now banding together for the rest of the estimated $20 million needed to build a new, larger facility. The current morgue has become overwhelmed in part because of the increase in bodies caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Today marks 5 years since a tornado tore through the Century area. The EF3 tornado first touched down southwest of McDavid around 3:30 in the afternoon. Was on the ground for more than 16 miles with a path up to 300 yards wide. Moved into Century, reaching peak intensity, destroying numerous homes and businesses, then continued to track across the state line into Alabama with some damage east of Flomaton. Now today, there's a chance for some storms later on. That's going to be followed by much colder air moving in. Wintry weather possible to our northwest in parts of Mississippi and Alabama. That cold air pushing into our area overnight into tomorrow. Now the WEAR weather forecast.
We saw a chilly start along the Gulf Coast. Temperatures will be warming today, that high near 58 degrees. As we head into the afternoon, showers and thunderstorms likely. We will be seeing a chance for severe weather, that main threat being gusty winds with a brief isolated tornado. As you go overnight, we will be seeing those temperatures drop into the 20s, even seeing teens closer towards Mobile. Very cold night, wind chill values between 15 and 20 degrees. From the First Warning Channel 3 studios, I'm meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
It's 48 in Pensacola, 51 in Gulf Breeze, 46 in Milton at 8:09. Our next news at 8:30 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs.
Pensacola's first choice for morning news, traffic, sports, and talk. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Good morning, Pensacola.
Good morning. 810 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. By the way, just a quick update. I apologize if Mark already said this, but he was the one who told me, so he knew first. That flights to and from places like Muscle Shoals and Houston, Nashville, and Dallas-Fort Worth have been canceled today. So if you were flying out of Pensacola to those locations, again, that's Nashville, Dallas-Fort Worth, Houston, and Muscle Shoals have all been canceled because of, obviously, the weather to our west and our north. Just something to keep in mind as you're traveling, or I suppose as you're not traveling in certain cases. Joining us now, we have Chief Deputy Shane Tucker at the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Joins us every Monday at about this time. Chief, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Well, good morning, Andrew. How are you doing today?
Oh, man, I am doing well. Back from vacation and, as always, reinvigorated and ready to go. You know, we don't hear an awful lot all the time about the difficulties that officers encounter in physical altercations, but you had a concerning one over there. It wasn't a shots fired, but it was a fight that could have gone really bad, right?
Well, you know, all things considered, everything worked out fine, but it's a real poignant reminder of how even when things seem to be going okay, you never can let your guard down. We had officers working a disturbance where an intoxicated individual had punched another individual. And the victim didn't want to press charges or anything, but they wanted the intoxicated man to leave the residence. So deputy stood by while we waited for his ride to come. When the individual's ride got on scene, he decided he'd have one last hurrah. So he walked over and took a swing at the deputy, tried to hit him in the face, and took off running. Well, obviously the deputy took umbrage with that, so he chased him down, and the fight was on. Well, during this fight, punches were thrown, and the suspect tried to gouge the deputy's eyes out. So,
what?
You know, eventually, two deputies were able to get this subject under control. But you know, the situation was ostensibly resolved. Nobody was going to jail. A ride was coming, and just out of the blue, this guy decides to take a swing at a deputy. So, you know, that's a good reminder of why deputies always want to keep a reactionary gap. They never want to get close to you, because you just never know when somebody's going to take a swing at you.
Well, and you know, as you say, I mean, he went for the eyes, which is, I mean, that's a big escalation. I mean, hitting a deputy is no good under any circumstances, but, you know, going for a vulnerable area that would cause permanent damage is, you know, significantly worse than, and I hate to say it this way, than, say, just punching somebody, you know? I mean, it's
sure.
Bad either way, but that's,
sure.
My goodness. It does raise a question for me that I've always kind of wondered about. I took martial arts for a long time, and it takes a long time to get good at fighting, you know, a couple years typically to get really skilled at hand-to-hand combat. How do police get that kind of training since it does take so long, longer than the initial phases of simply becoming, you know, an on-the-road patrol officer?
Well, you know, anything outside of the very basic stuff that we learn in the academy, and of course, we yearly have some defensive tactics training, but anything really outside of that, an officer does on his or her own. You know, we have a lot of officers that train in Taekwondo and MMA and Jiu-Jitsu and things like that. But anything special like that, he or she's going to do on his own.
Okay, so that's not a standard part of training. But it is the ability to fight effectively, obviously, is a pretty important part of being a cop, right?
Sure, sure. And, you know, the basics, which draws a lot from some of your MMA and your martial arts stuff, the basics are taught in the academy.
Yeah.
We have some instructors who are, you know, advanced in that kind of art. But, you know, on a regular basis, that's a lot of officers do that for, you know, physical fitness and whatnot.
Right. You actually mentioned it, you know, keeping that reactionary distance, you know, it reminded me of something I had wanted to mention to you, which is, I don't know if you saw this video, I forget where it was from, but where there was this police chase on after a woman left a domestic disturbance and she ran away from the cops because she was so freaked out. And I mean, they pulled her over in the middle of traffic, guns drawn, sirens blazing. I can't play you the audio because it's so, I mean, it doesn't tell you anything. But when the chief of police in the town realized that the woman was just scared, the black lady, she's just scared and crying and terrified, he basically gave her a big old hug to try to calm her down. I'm watching that thinking, well, that's probably not safe, but in the situation, you use your judgment, right? And that was the best thing to do in that situation.
Yeah, for sure. And I haven't seen that video, so I can't really speak to it. But what I can tell you is, you know, occasionally throughout my career, things that don't necessarily make sense wind up being the right thing to do. So the most critical tool a law enforcement officer can have is good sound judgment. That's an absolute must. And, you know, the ability to read situations, and sometimes something may look dangerous and not be, and vice versa. And that's why we need critical thinkers out there for law enforcement officers, not people who can just follow a rule, but people who can think critically and assess a situation.
And it's also, I assume, one of the reasons why experienced officers who have had years doing it is a different thing than, you know, somebody who's just fresh, you know, unfortunately. But that's why seasoned officers are so valuable.
Without a doubt.
You know, one of the things, I hadn't heard much about this, but I guess there's some fairly particular car theft, like parts theft, going on?
Yeah, over the last couple of weeks, we've seen a handful of catalytic converter thefts. You know, people are getting under, crawling underneath cars and church vans and cutting off the catalytic converters. Evidently, there's some rare metals used in the construction of those, so they get quite a premium at being scrapped. So, you know, keep an eye on your cars. Keep an eye on the outside. Look for suspicious activity, because there are people going around just cutting off catalytic converters.
What? Oh, my gosh. Just, you know, there's the only defense I know to this is, like, maybe a good car alarm or park in your garage. I mean, I don't, you know, how do you defend your car against somebody who's going to steal a part? You know, wow. Okay. But good.
Outside of those two suggestions, that would be difficult.
But I guess good word to the wise. And last thing, just kind of speaking briefly as we were a moment ago about experience, you had a promotion to sergeant?
We absolutely did. We had Kevin Horn was promoted to sergeant over the weekend. Kevin's been a longtime deputy. He started off with a dispatcher with us many, many years ago, was a fantastic dispatcher, and I have no doubt that he's going to do us a fantastic job, as speaking of experience, as a leader on the street. So we're real excited about Sergeant Kevin Horn.
Outstanding. All right. Well, Shane Tucker, he's a chief deputy at the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, thanks so much for the time. Thanks for serving the community. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Andrew. Talk to you soon.
You bet. Traffic now with Davis Allen.
All right. That accident on Highway 98 that took place in front of the Happy Donut. An update now. People are saying that they're having to just completely turn around and not take the eastbound direction of Highway 98. So if you do need to get to Destin, you're coming from Navarre, Highway 87 up to I-10, then on down Highway 85 is going to be your alternate route. In the meantime, though, if you're committed to Windhaven Beach and Highway 98, a report just came in saying you're going to have to stay in the far right lane, and then when you get to the Happy Donut, you're going to get diverted off the roadway onto the shoulder to get by. There was an overturned vehicle, and this is causing big delays in both eastbound and westbound directions. Apparently, westbound direction is having to also take the shoulder to temporarily get off 98 to get through these overturned vehicles. So it's a massive accident. Be using caution in this area. And again, Highway 87 up to I-10 and Highway 85, those are your alternate routes if you do need to get to either Navarre or Destin. Now, taking a look at I-10, I-110 in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, these areas are checking in clear along with Garcon Point Bridge and Avalon Boulevard. I'm Davis Allen with your traffic on the fives.
Yeah, I was talking to Christina Leavenworth the other day. You always hear me talking about how she and her team can help you sell your home or buy a home. I mean, they do both sides, right? But, you know, they're always looking for inventory because that's the thing that's relatively scarce these days. She's like, look, Andrew, I can help people price their home, and if we agree about a price, I can usually get it sold in about 7 days. I mean, like, that's kind of the easy norm. Like, I can just about guarantee within 7 days. And she says, look, we're selling homes. We're seeing homes sell above list price, sell quickly. Like, the one at Marcus Point recently that she was telling me about, they had it on the market for a day, three offers, and they ended up over list price. They had another one over by the mall, and that one had eight offers in a single day. So homes are selling, you know, but it's not automatic. It's not like anybody anywhere can do this, because you got to know how to take the right photos. You got to stage it properly. You got to, you know, market it effectively, have the right team, people, the right people answering the phones and know how to talk to folks. So it's kind of all of that all put together is why she and her team sold so many homes last year. So if you got a home to sell, you're thinking about it, you just want more information, or you're looking to buy, either way, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty can definitely help you. 723-9158, 723-9158.
Hey, 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 your lips managers, knowing it was not contested at all, chose to spend 14 plus hours showing you pictures of how horrific the attack on the United States Capitol was. They spent no time at all in connecting legally the attack on the Capitol to the 45th president of the United States, which is the only question that needs to be answered, is, was Donald Trump responsible for inciting the violence that came to this building on January 6th?
So I wouldn't say they spent zero time on it. I would say they spent some time, but he's definitely right. They spent the majority of the time emphasizing the horror of the attack, which is, we all agree, it was horrible. But the more you show the horror of the attack and don't talk about the actual evidence supporting your claim that President Trump caused it or should be held responsible for it by disqualification from holding future office, the more it looks like you're just trying to get people who were worked up rather than people who understand the facts of the case. And I saw somebody make, I think it was Saturday Night Live, maybe, which they just keep failing anyway. But Saturday Night Live, I think, made the comment that, you know, you're talking to the people who were in the attack already. Oh, it was a joke about Pence. That's right. You know, Pence, all your work friends, you know, 43 of them didn't think it was any big deal. You know, that's kind of an interesting observation that even the people who were theoretically the targets, you know, or the victims or the at-risk population, you know, even they, at least 43 of them, didn't think the president caused this enough to be convicted, right? It's kind of an interesting observation. 437-1620, 437-1620. Again, I in logic, you're trained to think about alternate scenarios and do those alternate scenarios better fit the evidence? So does the scenario you have ill fit the evidence because of the better alternate scenarios? What I mean is, what if the president had tweeted something like, hey, bring your guns to the Capitol on December 6th? I mean, that clearly would have, right? What if he'd said, what we're going to do, hey, bring your guns, we're gonna kill some congressmen. I mean, impeach him, throw him in jail, and I don't care, you know, whatever. Well, he didn't say those things. When he's given the speech at the Oval, he doesn't say anything like that either. He doesn't say go invade the Capitol. He says go demonstrate peacefully outside the Capitol and show your support for the policy we want of changing the who's certified in the Electoral College, right? So the point there is, if you're going to make the case that it's about his repeated use of language, you have to show the language that caused the riot, and you can easily imagine language that would satisfy that standard, but he doesn't use any of that language, which is part of the problem in making the case by the House managers. 825 on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Mark Jacobs in the newsroom with our headlines. Mark?
Senator Dick Durbin says the issue of convicting the former president for the deadly riot came down to the minority leader.
We were never going to reach 67 votes in the Senate without Mitch McConnell voting guilty.
Mitch McConnell wound up voting to acquit Trump, as did most of his Republican colleagues, even though McConnell says there's no question Trump was responsible for the insurrection. Millions of Americans shivering, many in the dark, as winter storms sweep across much of the country. Weather's canceled nearly 1,000 flights at airports in Dallas, and locally, flights to and from Muscle Shoals, Houston, Dallas, and Nashville are all canceled. Officials at Paul Newman's hole-in-the-wall gang camp in Connecticut say they're going to rebuild after a devastating fire. That fire on Friday night destroyed a number of buildings at that summer camp for sick children. Firefighters able to save the iconic dining hall that the late actor built more than 30 years ago.
Very good, Mark. Thanks so much for the update. And by the way, just to button up one last thing to make sure I don't neglect saying it. I think the president, and I do not think the president did everything great. I think the president could have done a lot better, just like the president could have done a lot worse. But I definitely think the president could have done better in many, many ways on that day. 826, Davis Allen, time for traffic.
Yeah, there's that accident on Highway 98 that's continuing to just show significant delays. It's an overturned vehicle in the middle of the highway that is causing delays in both directions, mainly affecting eastbound. It's in front of the Happy Donut. And once you get to that area, if you stay committed to Highway 98, they're going to ask and this is for both directions, by the way, that you get all the way into the far right shoulder and completely get off the roadway to get through, and then you'll be able to continue on. But yes, it's an overturned vehicle. If you do need to take an alternate route, Highway 87 to I-10 on down to Highway 85, or the other way around, reverse, if you are coming from Destin going towards Navarre. So that's going to be what you're going to expect if you're traveling on Highway 98 through Windhaven Beach. Now, as for Avalon Boulevard and Garcon Point Bridge, these areas are still checking in clear. I-10, I-110, no delays to report, as well as the front gate of NAS Pensacola. And also, just a reminder that we do have a number of flight cancellations involving our airport here, especially if you're heading towards areas that involve Houston or Muscle Shoals or Dallas. In these areas, there are flight cancellations. Be sure to check with your provider today if you do have a scheduled flight. I'm Davis Allen with you, Travis.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Somebody text me the question. Andrew, do you think if we had Democrats and politicians for 4 years calling for assaults and violence, removing Trump from office, as well as actively supporting the riots over the course of the last year, maybe things wouldn't have developed the way they did on January 6th? Hard to tell. I mean, hard to tell. I will say this. I think that the defense made the good point of playing all those clips of all the senators saying the exact same words that they're trying to impeach Trump for. In different circumstances, but using that same kind of language as a way of saying that language is normal in American politics.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. The Biden administration starts a healthcare push
to get people insured during the pandemic. They've got a special open enrollment period at healthcare.gov. We're not sure if or when they are going to vote on the Biden immigration bill that would shorten the pathway to citizenship down to 8 years for 11 million illegal immigrants. There's also a new emphasis here on gun control.
Fox's Peter Ducey, rolling blackouts implemented for all of Texas as a blizzard strains power grids.
Demand reached nearly 70,000 megawatts late Sunday, while natural gas power plants are having trouble producing and wind turbines are frozen stiff. Utilities are telling customers to not heat homes beyond 68 degrees and to not run large appliances.
Fox's Evan Brown. Now, winter storms across the region are causing nearly 3,000 flights to be canceled. America's listening to Fox News.
It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3, AM 1620, 49, cloudy, foggy, some drizzle. Good morning, I'm Mark Jacobs. You just heard about the flights being canceled because of the big winter storm across the country. Some of those flights now include those at Pensacola International Airport this morning. Flights to and from Muscle Shoals, Houston, Dallas, and Nashville are canceled. An explosion and fire Sunday afternoon at a compressed natural gas fueling station on Pine Forest Road destroys at least 5 sanitation trucks. A man at a nearby Walmart sending video from his dash cam to Channel 3.
Holy.
Spokeswoman Natalie Bowers saying damage to another 2 or 3 trucks is being evaluated. About a half dozen others have damage like broken windshields. There are some 50 CNG-powered sanitation and recycling trucks in the fleet. Bowers says there will be no impact to collections, though. People could hear and feel that explosion as far away as Cantonment and Pace. Fortunately, nobody was hurt. No new COVID-19 deaths. 62 additional cases recorded Sunday in Escambia County. Santa Rosa County recorded 2 new deaths and 55 new cases. Hospitalizations in Escambia County stand at 125. Statewide, Florida added more than 5,400 new cases. Total now, more than 1.8 million. The state also adding 96 new deaths. The death toll now more than 29,200. Florida gas prices taking a bit of a step back last week. Average price for a gallon of regular declined by 2 cents. It's still up about a quarter, though, since January 1st. Florida drivers paying an average of $2.46. Mark Jenkins at AAA says prices could eventually hit $2.60 a gallon in the coming weeks as refineries prepare to switch to those summer blend fuels. Escambia County officials considering an ordinance to allow stores to sell alcohol on Sunday mornings countywide. If approved, that new ordinance would allow alcohol sales between 6 a.m. and 2:30 a.m. each day of the week. Escambia County Commission holds a public hearing on the ordinance on Thursday morning. You can run, but there'll be no party after this year. 44th annual McGuire's 5K will take place. The massive after party that traditionally follows the race won't. McGuire's Irish Pub says the annual 5K will be capped at just 5,000 runners this year. Online registration form for that event, which will be Saturday, March 13th, can be found on the McGuire's website. Now the WEAR weather forecast.
We saw a chilly start along the Gulf Coast. Temperatures will be warming today, that high near 58 degrees. As we head into the afternoon, showers and thunderstorms likely. We will be seeing a chance for severe weather, that main threat being gusty winds with a brief isolated tornado. As you go overnight, we will be seeing those temperatures drop into the 20s, even seeing teens closer towards Mobile. Very cold night, wind chill values between 15 and 20 degrees. From the First Warning Channel 3 studios, I'm meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
It's 49 in Pensacola, 52 in Gulf Breeze, 48 in Milton at 8:35. Traffic on the fives. Here's Davis Allen.
So just want to remind everybody that there's that accident, Highway 98. This is through Windhaven Beach, eastbound in front of the Happy Donut. It's a turned over vehicle, and it's mainly affecting eastbound traffic. And it's in the middle of the highway, affecting both directions. And what they're advising traffic to get all the way in the right-hand lane. And as soon as you get to the area of the scene, you're going to go all the way into the shoulder. So you'll even get off the highway just so you can avoid what's going on over there. We hope everyone involved is okay. In the meantime, though, eastbound traffic is delayed all the way to the Walmart Supercenter in Navarre. So significant delays as a result of this. I-10, I-110 all checking and cleared. Seeing no delays along Avalon Boulevard or Garcon Point Bridge and 9 Mile Road flowing smoothly. And this report's brought to you by Central Credit Union. They have a resolution loan at good for 6% APR for 60 months. Start your New Year's off right, and you can learn more and apply at ccufl.org. I'm Davis Allen with your traffic on the fives.
Your money now. Stock markets closed for President's Day. Wall Street ended last week with another round of record closes. Stocks edged higher as a late rally boosted the major averages to new all-time highs. Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 27 points to 31,458. S&P rose 18 points to 3,934, while the NASDAQ climbed 69 points to 14,095. The SEC and the Justice Department investigating the recent trading frenzy that pumped up shares of GameStop. The SEC looking into signs of possible market manipulation by brokers as stock in that fading computer gaming chain shot up more than 1,000%. Mercedes-Benz recalling nearly 1.3 million cars in the U.S. because of an issue with its emergency call system. The automaker announcing that recall over the weekend for vehicles sold from model years 2016 through 2021. Our next news at 9 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs.
Don't make a costly mistake when selecting a new air conditioning system. Allow Energy Savers of Florida the chance to show you the value and comfort they can bring to you. What you pay for your next system isn't necessarily what it will cost. Don't suffer buyer's remorse when a repair bill arrives during your warranty period. Energy Savers features Coleman Heating and Air Systems, a name known for rugged reliability, 10 years parts, labor, and refrigerant. No out-of-pocket repair costs for 10 full years. Energy Savers of Florida, 850-983-6688.
You know more because you listen to the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, 5 to 9 a.m. weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Oh, man. It's our favorite segment. The segment we don't talk about the news. We don't talk about the impeachment. We don't talk about coronavirus. We talk about things that have nothing to do with anything. And today is a great example of that, Davis. You ready for this?
Oh, let's do it.
All right. So over the weekend, over my week off, I get a lot of my backed up TV watching in when I have time off. And a lot of times my past due TV watching is not stuff that I'm not caught up on yet. It's rewatching things I've seen before and love. You know, the movie that you've seen before many, many times and you love. And one of the movies that I had not watched in a long time and is one of those, like, great, terrible movies, okay, is Escape from New York. Davis, have you ever seen Escape from New York?
I've never seen Escape from New York.
Okay. Well, it's fantastic and terrible. It's Snake Plissken. And, it's John Carpenter directing and Kurt Russell and all that. And in that movie, Snake Plissken has a really stupid gun. I mean, the stupidest of all possible guns. It's an Ingram Mag-10, which is, I believe, a 45 caliber, if I remember correctly. And it's got a giant silencer on it, or suppressor, which is as big as the gun itself. That's a, you know, it's a fully automatic pistol, basically. The only other person I can think of using it, Chuck Norris uses it in one of his movies, Lone Wolf McQuaid, I think. Anyway, and it's got a scope on it, and it's ridiculous. It's an absurd gun. It's a gun that nobody would ever have in real life, which is, of course, the reason one of my sons uses it in his Call of Duty games. So that got me thinking, okay? That is one of the iconic, stupid, amazing weapons in movies. So my question is, what's your favorite, what's the best iconic weapon for anybody in a movie? 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Now, you may have, or what's your favorite if you prefer it that way? You know, you may have a couple of different examples, and that's perfectly fine, but that was the one that got me thinking about this question. Name me that best movie weapon. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Davis, do you have one that comes to mind for you?
I'm gonna have to go with the lightsaber.
Okay, all right.
But
fair, but which one?
I don't.
There are many lightsabers.
Just the one that goes zoom, zoom. The original, the one, you know, I don't know what they're really called. They're lightsabers.
This gives me a perfect opportunity to pay off people who've been listening to the show all day. What's a saber? That's a joke that came up earlier. So anyway, okay, so the lightsaber. All right, fair. And you don't care which one.
I don't care which one.
You don't care whether it's Darth Maul or Kylo Ren or Darth Vader or Luke Skywalker or Yoda's mini. You don't care.
I'd go with Luke Skywalker.
Okay, so the standard, traditional. Just the one he inherits from Obi-Wan, the blue one?
Yes.
Okay, all right, fair enough. I don't like the Count Dooku one, the one with the bent handle. That one always messes me up, but okay, fair enough. If I had to pick a lightsaber, my favorite one, definitely Darth Maul's double-ended one, you know, with the bow kind of staff-looking one. The Kylo Ren one bothers me. I don't like the sound it makes. It's not a traditional lightsaber. It's got, like, flamey effects. I don't know. It just seems like an abuse of the category to me. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Oh, these are my people. My people are starting to text, and I love that. So here was, this was my next first answer after I thought of the example of Snake Plissken's, you know, terrible Mac-10. Is somebody texting Rambo's M60? Oh, yeah. I mean, you have to. Like, that might be, other than, well, I have another example, but that's definitely one that has to go on the list. Rambo's M60. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Oh, the Beretta 92 in Bruce Willis in the original Die Hard. Okay, all right. That's a very pop. Oh, this is good. Somebody says Crocodile Dundee's knife.
That's not a knife.
Well, that's a knife. I love that. That's a great example. Okay. Now, I give credit, but I got to take points off for this answer. I have to take points off for this answer because somebody texted in, and this is a good thought, Dirty Harry's 357 Magnum. No. No. I mean, yes for Dirty Harry. It's not a 357.
I know what you're thinking, punk. You're thinking, did he fire 6 shots or only 5? Now, to tell you the truth, I forgot myself in all this excitement. But being this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and will blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky?
Well, do you, punk? It's a 44 Magnum, not a 357. But I love that you're thinking of it, because you're exactly right. That definitely has to go on the list. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. These are so my people. Oh, these are so my people. Somebody texted in. This was definitely on my list. Jesse Ventura's Gatling gun, or minigun, that he had in Predator. That he used that, and actually he's not the one who fires it. It's the black character who picks it up after, I don't mean to spoil the ending, but after Jesse gets shot in the chest and dies, the black character picks it up and levels the forest with it, which is wonderful. It's a great scene. And then he's shooting it until it's out and just spinning, and he's got that awful look on his face. And yeah, definitely. So we have to give credit for that one. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Looks like somebody said the same thing, the minigun. Yeah. Oh, and if I ever win the lottery, I'm buying one. Yeah, I love that. Got to get your license for that one, too. Clyde the orangutan. Well, that's, I think, that's a... that's the weapon is Clyde. I get it. I see what you're saying. 437, somebody else texting, Dirty Harry's 44 Magnum. Absolutely. The two-barrel shotgun from Phantasm 2. Okay. Built into one four-barrel with a bottom grip. This is not a movie I know. I trust that everybody who... I mean, I've heard of the movie. I have never watched it. But I assume that people who know it will know what he's talking about. Donald's on the line, 437-1620. Donald, what's your favorite movie weapon?
I like the insertable beer claw from the villain of Enter the Dragon.
Oh, all right. All right. I like that. That's fair. You look like something out of a comic book. Oh, that's not Enter the Dragon, though. That's, where is that Enter the Dragon? My Bruce Lee knowledge is not good enough. Very good. So what was it, the dragon claw?
The bear claw.
The bear claw. That's right. Very good. Donald, thank you so much for joining us this morning. 437-1620. Somebody says Scarface. Oh, what does he have at the end there? Is that an M16 at the end?
Yeah, I thought it was an M16.
I think it was.
Was that the say hello to my little friend?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that's right. Somebody here says the chainsaw in the Evil Dead franchise. Oh, yeah. I mean, you have to, which is, by the way, not a movie for anybody young. The itty-bitty ray gun in Men in Black that can blast a man-sized hole in a wall. I love that. That's true. Yeah, that's good. What do they call it? The little squeaker or something like that? Some weird name like that. 437-1620. Best movie weapon, the hockey flame-throwing dragon on Dr. No. All right. All right. Well done. And I think we got... Noisy Cricket. Somebody texted and told us the Noisy Cricket in Men in Black. You know, that's fantastic. I thought I had one more that I had on my list that we actually didn't get to. Dirty Harry. Yeah. Oh, the PPK, somebody might say, for James Bond. Potentially, this is obscure, but those of you who love these kind of movies will understand where I'm coming from. The EM1 railgun and Eraser, classic Schwarzenegger, great weapon. And this is, I think I'm going to leave on this one. Oh no, I have to. I'll leave on somebody who texted me. Best movie weapon, one you might consider is the Feral Kid boomerang in Road Warrior. Those of you who know the movie, you know what I'm talking about. That's a pretty good weapon. And somebody here texts the Ghostbusters positron. Oh, we have to leave with that. Oh, but somebody did say the Indiana Jones whip. That's good, too. All right, fair enough. Place to leave it. All right, Davis, time for traffic on the fives.
Yeah, still seeing delays from that accident along Highway 98 backed up beyond the Walmart Supercenter now, which is in Navarre. So it should give you an idea of how far it is backed up eastbound. There's an overturned vehicle in the middle of the highway in front of the Happy Donut through Windhaven Beach. So, again, if you're wanting to stay committed to this, I received an early report that the person was in it for over an hour. Maybe more beneficial to take Highway 87 on up to I-10 and going down Highway 85 if you do need to head to the Niceville-Destin area this morning. Taking a look at I-10 and I-110, as well as Avalon Boulevard and Garcon Point Bridge, these roadways are all checking in clear, and I'm not seeing any delays at the front or back gate of NAS Pensacola. And this report is brought to you by ECUA's Recycle Coach app. It's here, and it's free. Recycling do's and don'ts, sanitation, collection reminders. You can even report a problem along with doing so much more. Download it today, again, for free. I'm Davis Allen with your traffic on the fives.
You know, when you're going to buy a used car, I recommend you go to Frontier Motors. Now, maybe for whatever reason you decide that they're not the place you're going to wind up buying from, so you go to somebody else. Minimum you should get from anybody who's selling you a used car is a Carfax. Well, and by the way, I recommend you get a used car inspection by a mechanic you trust. That's just, I mean, it'll cost you, you know, $1,500, something like that, but it's worth it, okay? But bare minimum, do a Carfax. What if they don't give you one? Call Frontier Motors. And you gotta wonder why they don't give you one also. But okay, so they don't give you one. So call Frontier Motors, give them the VIN, they'll give you a Carfax. No problem, no questions asked, no issue. All right, why? Why would they do that for you buying a car from somebody else? Because it's easy for them to do. And it's a way of serving the community and helping you be an informed consumer. That's their idea is, look, we obviously take care of our own business, but if we can just help people be better informed consumers and not get stuck with cars that have problems they don't know about, we want to do that. We want to help the community. So that's what I mean when I say Frontier Motors has been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind that big buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Call the independent insurance agents at Beck Partners Insurance, 476-3745, 476-3745.
This is our story.
Coming to PBS, Henry Louis Gates tells the history of the Black Church.
The Black Church has sustained the African-American people from the days of slavery to this day.
With Oprah Winfrey.
I don't know how we could have survived without it.
John Legend.
The role of music in the Black Church is everything.
Bishop Vashti Murphy McKenzie.
We are a testament to the goodness and the grace of God.
And many more. The Black Church.
Tune in or stream starting Tuesday at 8 on WSRE.
Northwest Florida's first choice for morning news is the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Meanwhile, in California, they're now reopening outdoor limited 8-foot separated dining with, get this, no TVs. TVs are a notorious source of the evil sports. And so the TVs are turned off in order to keep people calm, sedate, and not breathing heavily on each other. I'm not kidding. That is actually the rule right now.
5 till 9 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Good morning, 8:52 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Oh, hey, I've got some tickets to give away. Tickets for One World Many Voices, which is the Pensacola Children's Chorus. One World Many Voices celebrates the diversity and possibilities of our musical world. This choral concert is everything but traditional. Features music of renowned composers from around the world. Caller number 3, 437-1620. This is for Sunday's 1:30 performance at the Sanger. So if you want to go see the Pensacola Children's Chorus this Sunday, 1:30 at the Sanger. You can call her number 3 right now and win a pair of those tickets to go see that performance. 8:52 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Oh, man, do I want to get into this? I've been talking about it. I kind of have this almost vow in my head that we're going to do impeachment all day today and then never again. Because it's like, you know, it was all last week. Obviously, I was on vacation. So, you know, didn't have a chance to talk about it last week. Posted just a couple of things on the Facebook page, but that's really it. Do I want to get into this? Okay, you know what? I'm gonna say this one thing, only because it came up and it's kind of been relevant to the way our culture seems to be directed. And it has to do with, in the closing arguments, you had a quote that was not a quote. And I don't really understand, but okay. I didn't go back to look which one of the managers it was. You know, it might have been Raskin who said this. But they were making this kind of, you know, closing argument push. And he's quoting Thomas Paine, but he doesn't quote Thomas Paine. Here's what he actually says.
Could political self-government work in America was the question. And Paine wrote this pamphlet called The Crisis. And in it, he said these beautiful words, and with your permission, I'm going to update the language a little bit, pursuant to a suggestion of Speaker Pelosi.
No, I don't give my permission to update the language. Quote the quote.
So as not to offend modern sensibilities.
Oh, my God, just quote the quote. Okay.
But he said, these are the times that try men and women's souls.
Oh, my God. I knew it was coming, too. When he does this, I'm like, oh, I know what he's going to do. I know what he's going to. Oh, really? That clunky PC rephrase of a classic line? That's what you're going to bring in, if you're going to bring in a quote, then just quote the quote. Don't bring it in, update it, virtue signal your gender anarchist support. If with your permission, I could just update the terminology a little bit. No!
These are the times that try men and women's souls.
Oh, my God.
These are the times that try men and women's souls. Oh. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will shrink at this moment from the service of their cause and their country. But everyone who stands with us now will win the love and the favor and the affection of every man and every woman for all time.
Oh, stop.
Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered, but we have this saving consolation. The more difficult the struggle, the more glorious in the end will be our victory.
Well, thank goodness he corrected that horrible, awful male chauvinist Thomas Paine. 8:55 on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Davis Allen, time for a quick shot of sports.
Also, congratulations to our caller number 3, Joseph. He'll be enjoying the program again this Sunday. We'll be giving away tickets all throughout the week. All right, well, NASCAR has a new Daytona 500 champion. It came in a pretty exciting fashion, but Michael McDowell, after over 300 career starts in NASCAR, finally gets his first career victory, and it happens at NASCAR's biggest stage, the Daytona 500. Also, massive accident happened at the end of it all, so we're like, a couple cars caught on fire. Thankfully, no one's injured, but one funny thing happened. There was a weather delay, so many of the drivers, while in their cars, left the track, went to a nearby McDonald's. It was hilarious. In their cars, starving, man. Let's go get
some
food.
That's a commercial, man.
It was a great opportunity for McDonald's, that's for sure. But yeah, congratulations to McDowell. I'm Davis Allen with the traffic on the fives. Now I'll go ahead, or I was actually going to say I'm not going to carry it into traffic on the fives because we still have that massive delay on Highway 98 due to an accident. Overturned vehicle in the middle of Highway 98 in front of the Happy Donut. And reports have come in saying that once you get to the accident, they're going to have you move to the far right lane off to the shoulder, and then they're going to have you drive on through from there until you pass the accident. So these delays are backing up almost, get this, to the Navarre Beach Causeway. And wow, that's an enormous delay going on over there. So with that also, let's take a look at what's going on with Avalon Boulevard and Garcon Point Bridge. All checking and clear. So is Highway 87 in case you want to take that as your alternate route. And Iowa 10 and I-110 are showing no delays this morning. And this report is brought to you by Coins, Sports Cards, and Racing Collectibles. I'm Davis Allen with your traffic on the fives.
And just one quick note, if you're trying to fly to Muscle Shoals, Houston, Dallas-Fort Worth, or Nashville, those flights today have all been canceled. So just be aware of that.
This is Davis Allen, Program Director for ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM and 99.1 FM, and we're hiring here. Right now, we do have an immediate job opening for the part-time role of producer for Sports Drive with Chad Brilliante, as well as Talk Football with Coach K. This includes producing on-air promos, but also previous radio, TV, and production experience. It's preferred, but we are willing to train. You can find out more, along with an ADX job application, at ESPNPensacola.com. ADX is an equal opportunity employer.
A58 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Time for future news. That's when Davis and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. Chris Harrison, is he going to be back on The Bachelor at some point?
Yes, he will.
Yeah, I think that's not a question. Not really. Justin Timberlake, will he have any fallout from the stuff regarding Britney Spears? And now he's apologized for the way he treated her and Janet Jackson.
This stuff was almost 20 years ago, yeah, right? Now he's good.
Really digging up the past. I guess good to apologize. He is right. You know, she got, particularly Janet got the fallout and he didn't. Will President Trump run in 2024?
No.
I mean, I can't say no definitively, but I think it's unlikely. He's the king of unlikely, right? Aunt Jemima changing to Pearl Milling Company. Nothing like picking a whiteness metaphor as you take the black woman off of the label and the picture. Are they going to suffer or prosper because of this decision?
I don't think anything's really going to change.
Yeah, I just don't think it's much of a thing at all. And have we seen the last big wave of coronavirus?
Yes.
Yes.
News, talk, traffic, and weather for Northwest Florida. News Radio 92.3. AM 1620, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, and Pensacola. It's 9 o'clock.
Bad weather elsewhere impacting flights at Pensacola International Airport this morning. We could see some storms later today, then get ready for a lot colder weather. Those stories coming up after Fox News.